I grab a cup with some ice in it. My life in it.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Welcome to the Grapevine. 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Ray Nitti is in Poland. He'll be black next week. But again, it's the why can't we? And it's, you know, me and DJ Brother Z were talking through the break. And he was like, they don't care. And that's the sad, that's where I'm going. That's the sad reality. It's like the selective thought process of what we're going to fight for and what we're not going to fight for. That and it is literally destroying us, and in a lot of areas, it's killing us. It's killing us. And that's where I go with the common sense factor. You know, some of these people be knowing. I got a question for the men and women. If you see a red flag, if you use the red flag system, if you see a red flag come up, are you going to let that go or are you going to keep going? Like, would that make you leave if you see some red flag? Well, like, oh, yep, that's a red flag. That's a red flag. Are you going to stop or are you going to keep going? Are you going to stop or are you going to keep going? And yes, I'm using the red flag situation to say, okay, if I've gotten a warning, even without the people giving me a warning, and I want to be proactive, we've got so many people that want to live inside this microwave world, this get it now world. I just want it right now, but to hell with what the consequences and the repercussions can be. No. You know how many people ended up not following their first mind when they saw the red flag and they tried to ignore it? They are still regretting it right now. And it may have been years ago. It may have been decades ago. And all, now, children, don't get mad. Teens, don't get mad. If some of your mothers could change who your father was, they probably would. I love all my kids. I hear you. But oftentimes you may hate the person that impregnated you. And if you had a chance, I'm not saying you don't like little Niecy. I'm not saying you don't love her. I'm not saying you don't love your son, you know, Malcolm. I'm not saying you don't love him. But if you could get a do-over, you probably would. And you probably then crusade, be like, hey, when you see the red flags, hey, pay attention. So I just want to know if he rescinds all of that. And, you know, it's a lot of black people saying they ain't going no more and period, all right, because it came up. But if he rescinds all of that and everything goes back to how it was before this mysterious list was leaked to social media, and something happens, and now he's on the hot seat, she's on the hot seat, and they have to go before the license committee. Will we see the same numbers of the ones that are right now making this go viral? Will you be there? Will you be down there at that license hearing with them? I just need to know, would you be there at that license hearing? DJ Brother Z, do you think they would be down there at the license hearing?
I mean, I think some of these people want them to go out of business. They want to see something else there.
See. But if they don't go out of business and they just keep going and the list never appeared, how many of the people that are out there on social media right now do you think would actually go down to City Hall for them if they're called in for a license hearing?
Why would I go support them? Why would I go back
I said,
then?
You don't know that. I said, none of that happened. I said, if none of that happened and they had to go for their license, what do you think all these people that you're hearing coming out, giving their opinions on this and having upset, whatever they are, Do you think they would come down there? If that didn't happen and they just had to go down there for their liquor license, do you think that that room would be packed?
They would have no reason to go down there.
It will. If you like the place, if you like the place, Brother Z, then why wouldn't you go down there if there's a chance that they may lose their license? That's my point. These people don't show up. But yet, as soon as the place lose their license, like, man, that was my spot, man. Well, where the hell were you at when they had to go face the license committee? And they were trying to make the place sound like the worst place. So I'm saying take all of this away. Don't use your judgment on this list came out. I'm saying the list didn't come out. That never happened.
But it did, Homer.
I know it did, but I'm saying to you that I want you to try to use your mind that it didn't happen.
But they still feel that way.
How do you know if the list
because
never
the
came
signs,
out?
They have signs on the street that say no loitering, no, we know that Brady Street doesn't want black people over there.
Okay, I'm talking about the garage.
That's on Brady Street.
I know it's on Brady Street, but I'm saying that place. The garage wouldn't have been a conversation, Brother Z, if this information wouldn't have came out.
But
it wouldn't. I didn't hear nothing about the garage. I heard about the garage after this damn list came out. So I'm saying.
Because respectfully, you're how old?
I'm how old? That ain't got nothing to do with it. Oh, so they
people,
age discriminate?
Garage, yeah,
hold
because
on.
Garage
bro,
has been.
I be at all these clubs,
Garage
bro.
Has been more popular
you,
over the last
2-3 years.
You can't
try to use ageism. You can't use that because, again, I have been at all of these different spots, bro. I ain't went to the garage, but I went to other places on Brady Street. I went to places on Water Street. So, again, that has nothing to do with it. The point of it is, again, are you going to go and show your support if you feel like this is, hey, man, this is a nice establishment. You're trying to take it because of actions that you know about. I'm saying take that out of the mix. Take it out of the mix. So you're not going to go, and if this business supports you, you've been working there for however long you've been working there, and now all of a sudden they're being called in for a license hearing. You're not going to go down there and support them? Do you think all of these people that are having a problem with them, do you think they would go down and support Elsa's because they took the wings off? You get what I'm saying? Like,
no,
if they need the support. So you don't understand if they needed the support of the community that say that they love this place, this is our spot. You'll send them down there by themselves. And this is what I said happens, unfortunately, all the time, Brother
Z. That's the business owner's, like, job, kind of. I mean, people are going to still be vocal about it on social media if it's a spot that they like and they want to support, but they're not going to physically go down to City Hall or whatever.
People don't do that stuff. Yes, they do if they really support a place. It's some places that go down there for their license renewal.
I mean,
and
some,
that place
yeah, you're
is
right.
Packed.
Some people
and that's
do.
That's all I'm saying.
But most people don't.
Well, I can't say that most people don't. I can't say it because I've been down there for a lot of different license committee hearings. So what I'm saying is if you got so much to say in this situation, what about when they have to go down there and fight for their license?
People aren't going to do that, though.
And that is the problem. That you are proving the point that I'm talking about. That is the problem.
Because people
they
don't want them to be there. People don't want the people that own garage to own garage anymore.
Okay, and that has been before this list came out?
Yes.
Okay, well, how come we just not hearing about it?
Because it literally just got posted.
No,
I saw this list 2 weeks ago,
Brother
Homer.
See, I'm saying without the list. I keep saying to you, without the list, was the garage wanting, did people want it closed down 3 months ago? Yes or no?
I mean, probably people in the industry, yes.
No, I ain't asking in the industry. I'm saying, do you think the amount of
no,
outrage?
Oh, no.
And that's it. That's it. And so that's the point where I'm trying to get. Had this not happened, that's what I'm saying. Think about if this
but
hadn't happened.
We can't, like, have that type of mentality when it already happened. It happened. And now we have to correct and adjust and go from there. We can't live in this, oh, if it didn't happen, if it did this, if they did this. If, they didn't. They said what they said.
Okay.
And they meant what they meant.
If
simple
we,
as
if
that.
If we lost our DJ equipment, are we going to quit DJing? Hell no.
I mean, hell, it depends how frustrated. Much we lose.
No, we're going to be frustrated, but we're going to work
if
it.
If I lose every single piece of DJ equipment that I own, I'm done DJing.
I would never
that's
be done.
That's too much money. That's too much time. I spent two. That's I'm
You
I'm
shouldn't
done.
Be done, bro. You shouldn't.
But I don't have the patience to get that money back, bruh. To get that music back, to do all of that over again. I'm not doing it again. Bruh. I already did it once. I'm not doing it again.
Listen, bro, you got a system that you just are not tapping into. Bro, I have helped several DJs. If I had to pay for their controller, if I had to pay for some of the things that you lost. Now, yes, getting the music back, DJs can help you with that, too. There's so many people who've been through that. So, again, if that was the case, bruh, Core DJ CEO and founder Tony Neal would not be DJing now. He would not have started the Core DJs. He would not. And he'll tell you. I motivated him. Be like, bruh, this ain't over. I helped him get his music game back up. It ain't over. I helped him get whatever equipment that he needed. I helped. And you got people that will help you. So I'm just saying, you should. I hate to hear that you have that attitude about it. But, bruh, there are people that love you and appreciate you. And, like, this is if any time it was a GoFundMe or something that needed, this is one of those times. Bro, you got love out here. I love and respect you. If I had to give you my external hard drive, I would do it. And you could take what you need, and what you don't need, leave it the hell alone.
But now I'm taking a handout. Like, I feel like I have worked hard for my library and hard for the equipment that I have.
We all have.
I don't want a handout. I don't want a quote-unquote hand-me-down.
Okay. So you don't accept love? You don't accept love? Hey, Jazz, we tapping in at 4. You don't accept love? Like, some people do things for you because they love you and they appreciate you.
I haven't seen that.
But it's here. I bet you mine would be. I bet you turn, you know what I'm saying? And we ain't turning our external hard drives over to just everybody.
But the amount of times that, like, oh, I've heard that, like, oh, let's swap libraries, work on music, mm-hmm. and people don't follow through.
I'm sorry you run into those people, because I've never been one of those people. It's a lot of people that have my collections on their external hard drives. I'm sorry you ran into them, and so I can understand why you feel a little scorned.
Like, it must be nice to have actual group in an actual community, like you said, DJ yeah.
core DJs
that you can go to and that you can talk to. Most of these DJs in Milwaukee ain't ish.
But they, you scorned like a mug, bro.
I'm
gonna take
I'm
care of these bills.
Scorned.
I can hear it, bro. I can hear it. I can hear it. I can hear it. But bro, I love you, DJ Brother Z, and I appreciate you. And this is coming from my heart. This ain't something that I'm just saying because it's superficial. And I just need you to know, when you think you ain't got nobody else and nobody give a damn in Milwaukee, I give a damn. I love you. I appreciate you. And I respect you. So what you may not get from somebody else don't mean you can't get it from others. Sometimes people wait for their fave five to pay. I know they going to have my black. Forget them. Because a lot of times it's not going to come from them, bro. It's not going to come. Yeah, man. It's not going to go there, bro. I'm just trying to tell you. You're listening to The Grapevine. And right now, we all up in these damn vines. I'm just trying to tell you. Let's see. I'll take a seatless grape if I can. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to The Grapevine. I'm the legendary Homer Blow. I'm allergic to ENCs, excuses, and complaints. So we got to show Brother Z that we love him and we support him, because I do. I dance in the. I don't care if don't nobody else support you and love you. I do. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. I'll be black.
Down. Ain't no scary around here, but it's for real. Catch you like an ain't no plan. We gon' end it here. I done shot it out with the best, but I'm still standing.
American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you're building every single day. And if you're part of The Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings you so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at AmFam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome back to the Grapevine. And these grapes are juicy this afternoon. You're going to learn today. Shout out to my girl, Chaz Tyler. Shout out to Meats, too. Listen, you're going to learn today. I get to close this book up. Took care of all that business. And see, DJ Brother Z, all on the YouTube page, man, people are letting you know that they love you, bro. And you got to know it. I mean, I get it. You know, people go through some things, bro, and I can tell that man, you got some stuff that you've been trying to hold the hell in. And I gave you the right platform and time to be like, I got to release this.
I ain't done, Homer. I said.
DJ Brother Z, this is the legendary Homer Blow Gabble.
That I got for you, by the way.
Right. And I'm saying, order. I love you, bro. I love you. But yeah, man, like you really have to, you know, it's a lot of use though, bro. It's a lot of use. And what I mean by that, like that frustration and that ain't nobody and this, that, and the other, we so used to trying to be independent that we forget that we weren't brought in this world by ourselves. We didn't come out independently. We depended on our parent. We depended on the birth. And we depended on the doctors. We depended on the midwife. We depended on somebody to bring us on out into this world. So even when you feel like you're by yourself, you are never by yourself. And whether you subscribe to a religion or not, you are not by yourself, bruh. You are not by yourself. And this message is to anybody that is listening to the Grapevine this afternoon. You ain't by yourself. I know times get hard, times get tough. You think that don't nobody give a damn. But like I say, so many people like to stay with that fade five. I reached out to them. They ain't do nothing. I reached out to them. And the people that you thought should have, just because they don't mean that it's not other people out here that have a bigger heart, a care and concern. It ain't about, oh, let's give you a handout. No, it's about helping you up. That's all. That ain't a handout. That's just helping you up. You got to understand. It's people that say that they are independent. In my opinion, nobody is independent. Nobody. Nobody is independent. If you feel like you are independent, okay, DJ Brother Z, are you independent? I'm going to ask you that question. And yes or no?
Yes.
No, you're not. All right? Right now, you are dependent on that microphone to be able to converse with me. Right now, you depend on your controller, and that controller was made by somebody. So whoever made that controller, you depended on them to make that controller and make sure that it works the way you need it. If you using your headphones, you depended on whatever company made those damn headphones. You depend on everything. You depend on the table that you set your equipment up on. You depend on the MP3s, the WAV files. You depend on the artists to make the damn music so we can play it. We depend on everything. People holler out independent all the damn time. We are not independent. We are dependent. If somebody didn't build that damn house you living in or that apartment you living in, you'd be out here, what did they call it, unhoused now or whatever. You get what I'm saying? We depend on things. So we like to think that we so damn, we depend on customers. If we sell a product, We depend on the customers to purchase that product. We depend on the internet to make sure that they see our website. I'm telling you, we promote on social media. Everybody, I hate Facebook, but yet you see them on there. If it goes down, if it crashes, some people lose their damn mind. All of it, I don't put my real business on there and all of that. But let it go down. Let them start calling people up. Hey, is your thing up? We depended on the fact that we don't have to memorize phone numbers like we used to. We used to have to memorize these damn phone numbers. Now you could get locked up. And 9 times out of 10, you'd have to try to see, can y'all give me my phone? So I just know they number by their name. we don't even remember it. We don't even use that part of our brain anymore oftentimes because we've been made lazy. Why? Because we become dependent. We become dependent on this. If you got to drive to do a Wave Chappelle show, you got to drive to get there. You depend on that car. If that car mess up, if that car, the engine stop, whatever, trouble. So, yeah, we like to think that we independent, but no, we dependent. Truth Nation, we dependent on Truth Nation. We dependent on those who sponsor and support the truth. 101.7 FM. We depend on our teammate. I depend on you as our producer. You know what I'm saying? So we depend, people. I'm telling you. Yeah, if you need somebody else, we're not independent. That's just true. That's true. You can make a phone call. Well, you depend on whoever made that damn phone. Man, I'ma just call somebody. What if you ain't got no phone? So again, it's things. Somebody made this mouse. Somebody made this gavel, the legendary Homer Blow gavel. You feel what I'm saying? You say, you know what, Blow? I'm gonna surprise you. Bam, got it. So that's what I just need people to really understand. You know, people talk about they're independent. They're not. You were able to type. You needed a keypad to do it. You needed to use your phone to do it. You weren't independent. You depended on that damn phone to send your message to the YouTube page, to send your message to wherever you're doing. You sending an email. You going into work. You depended on that damn coffee machine if you drink coffee. I don't. To work. When you get to work, you depend on if you go to a restaurant to grab some coffee that they're going to be open and they're going to have the hot coffee that you need with whatever you want to go in it. So we got to stop thinking that, no, ain't nobody independent. We depend. I depend on the clock telling me I got almost less than a minute to take my next break.
But then there's still stuff that you have to do independently.
Now, you do stuff on your own, right? But again, in order to get anything accomplished, I guarantee you it's something else that you're using. When you got to use anything else except you, you're dependent on that. It is what it is. I'm dependent on my sticker to get me out of here. A parking sticker, for those who are wondering. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You got to think about when we talk about independence. Like no, we all depend on something. We all depend on something. So we are dependent. We like to say the word because it sounds slick and because you thought, I built this house with my own hands. Where the hell you get the nails from? Where you get the lumber from? I'm just saying, let's keep it real. A tree had to die for you to get that house. Listen, you're listening to The Grapevine. I'm the legendary Homer Blow. I'll be black.
I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that mean, man? I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that mean?
She got her own house. She got her own car. Two jobs, work hard. You a bad bro. If you ain't on set.
He needed a studio. Yeah, he depended on that studio. And he also depended on that check. I made the song. Well, I don't want the money, though. You're a damn lie. You're lying to me. So, Brother Z, I request that you join me in allowing, after being proven in so many different ways how you are dependent, that you are dependent on some things? Yes or no? He got a drop. He got a hot key. You got a hot key. Oh, you sound like Pootie Tang right now.
Oh, the mic that I depended on wasn't working.
That's all I'm saying. There it is. Thank you, Brother Z. Coming to the light. You know, I just need people to come into the light. That's the same thing as the why can't we? I just need people to come into the light and understand that we have a power that we don't even utilize for the things that can really help change the things that are going on in our community. We got a power that we flaunt it, man. We waste it. We end up doing some things that end up getting you locked up, putting you inside the front row at, you know what I'm saying, at a funeral home or at a church, and people lying over your casket, you know? I met him. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You get what I'm saying? So, but yeah, man, life, man, I'm telling you, if this mic don't come on, it's a problem. It's a problem. And you be going in there going haywire, hitting all kind of buttons. You'll be going through and trying to see, like, hold on. I think it's this. I think it's that. But that's it. Israel say, you can't make it on your own using Holy God's material. I ain't say you got to use any type of material. But again, you were only able to make that post because of somebody who made emojis. Because you got some emojis at the end of it. You were only able to type that because somebody made digital characters. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You know, some people take things and you don't even realize, but we like to say independent sounds like such a strong word. I don't need nothing. I don't need nobody. Okay. Hey, can I get some water in cell 6? My water ain't working. I'm just saying. I don't need nothing. I don't need nobody to get me nothing to eat. But if you go out there and kill a wild animal, you depended on that wild animal to be out there. I'm just saying. So you just looking at it in the real true sense, if people really look at it, we do. We wouldn't be able to do our businesses the way that we do, make these transactions. Who made the paper? I didn't go out there and make no damn paper. Can you send us over the invoice? Can you send us over your W-9? Can you send us over there? Yep, sure can.
But when it comes to set up and tear down, I got to do it alone.
Listen.
I can't depend on nobody then. Yeah. I can't depend on nobody to wrap my course properly.
But hold on. What did you just say? You just shot yourself in the foot. Listen, you said properly. Also, only you know what properly means, DJ Brother Z.
Not even.
You just said it. No, you just said properly. So that means there's a way that you want your cords rolled up. Now, somebody could do it.
Yeah, I just don't want it to get a shortage in it.
But I know why you said it. But I'm just saying, you got rules and regulations to it.
It's not my rule. That's how you fold the cord.
Some people don't fold it that way. I'm just saying. Some people don't do that.
Which is why I do everything independently.
Now, you ain't doing it independently. You're doing it by yourself, which is not just independent. Because if you didn't have the damn cord, if you didn't have the damn cord, there would be nothing to wrap up. Hear that going, an animal tantrum in the producer's studio. Hear that just going. Go ahead, put the camera on you and do it.
I don't have a camera.
Oh, you don't have a camera?
Nah. I got to use one of those to, like, point it at the window.
Oh, okay. Well, hell, I ain't using that one. I want you to play that same little sample and do exactly what you did.
Oh, we got to go to break.
No, we don't. No, we don't. I looked at the clock before I said it. Thank you, clock. Digital clock. Thank you, screen and monitor. Thank you. Without you, what would I be? I had to look at my phone and do it. So I'm just saying, go ahead, bro. Turn the camera on you and then play that little track. I need you to play that sample. and watch DJ Brother Z go into his zone. So, see, he's dependent on our in-studio camera.
It's not working. It's crazy. You got to do everything yourself.
See what I'm saying?
Got to do everything yourself. It's not working.
You didn't get it to work, see?
I'm trying to depend on something, right, somebody.
Right.
It's not working.
There you go.
It's not working.
There you go. There you go. There you go. But are you going to be able to do it on your own? Hell no. I'm just saying. Just come into the light, Brother Z. Did you come into the light?
That's pretty dark in here.
You so stupid. You just going to really turn the light off, too. I knew you were about to do that. I knew. Yeah, I wish this camera would work for him because I knew you was going to take it there. I knew you were going to take it there. Let's see. MKE on the YouTube page said, it's genuine people that still exist. We have become selective to who knows the gifts and who we share them with. Did you? Well, you had a comment or you got the camera to finally work or something? Were you able to get it to work?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so here we go. This is what DJ Brother Z was doing inside the studio. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, now you cut. There we go. Okay, I don't know where. Oh, there you go. He's still. All right. Hey, we see you. Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. Jasmine Jazz West was like, hey. Again, we depend on these emojis. I'm telling you. Because sometimes what we can't say, we'd be like, you full up, which is supposed to be an ice cream. But it looks like. Supposed to be chocolate ice cream with a smile on his face. Y'all was jamming in this studio, in the producer's studio. I'm just trying to tell you.
Lucky ain't no papers go flying.
I remember. He has that. Yeah. Oh, no. No, you ain't going to do it. I dare you to do it. I dare you to do it.
All right, hold on. I got to find another song.
Okay.
What's on the do not playlist? Let's take a look.
Listen, the views and opinions expressed.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 101.7 The Truth.
Thank you. Thank you. So, you know, I'm so used to doing it myself. But, yeah, there we go. So whatever's about to happen, people, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. But yeah, I hope people, you know, really understand. I get it. We love.
Just had the same energy.
Yeah. Huh? You got the same energy?
I just had the same energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
When it comes to everything else in this city.
Mm-hmm. So that's it. We have to put that same energy into making sure that we transform our community. If we saying that we want better, we need this and we need that, we got to use that same energy when it's dealing with our community. You got to be able to understand that, yes, you're going to have to hold some of the people that you know and love, whether they're your children, your sisters, brothers, aunties, uncles, grandparents, mothers, fathers, best friend. You're going to have to be able to stand on it. You're going to have to stand on business with saying, like, nope, you don't get a pass for doing that either. You don't get a pass. You don't get a pass because the cycle will continue. That's why I say, why can't we? Why can't we? So the why can't we, six questions that I had, why can't we be this passionate about the crime in our communities? Why can't we be this passionate about some of our children failing in education/schools? Why can't we be this passionate about gun violence? Why can't we be this passionate about supporting our establishments instead of tearing them down or up? Why can't we be this passionate about getting control of some of our children and youth? Why can't we be this passionate about helping to patrol our own communities? You know, again, especially when you hear people talking about, oh, man, they ain't doing it. They ain't doing it. Well, what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing to make our women feel safe walking in our community? I'm just saying. Did you find one yet before we go to break?
Yeah, we can, yeah.
Go ahead. You got the camera ready? He about to throw this money. Money will be replaced by paper. Yeah. DJ Brother Zay.
Earrings I wore yesterday. I'm pimping wearing when
I won't chill on. Was Gucci Man on that list? Okay, so you shouldn't play that. you can't play that one. You want some lemonade? I'm just saying. Well, now we got to get ready to take care of some bills. Thank you, DJ Brother Z. And hopefully, like I say, this conversation really helped some other people as well. And even when we got to the independence and the fact that there are people that really love you and care about you, some of those people you may not know directly, but you don't know why these people may have been put in your life at that moment. Some people may be put into your life at a moment that you don't understand it, but they have something that you need. They have something that you need, and not in a take advantage of kind of way. They may have, you know, like you just may be going through something. And sometimes it may just be a hug. Somebody may hug you. And I'm a hugger, right? So a lot of times when I end up hugging people, they may say, thank you. I needed that. Like, I really needed that. And to me, it's just my loving and caring nature of, you know, embracing. But for a lot of people, it may mean more, and not in a twisted kind of way, but it may mean more. Like, they needed that extra sense of security, or to be able to feel like, you know what, it's going to be all right, because everybody ain't like this. We got to take care of these bills. You're listening to The Grapevine, and we got all the grapes. We got green grapes. We got red grapes. We got seedless grapes. And I'll be black. Real. Oh, you got your 42. I got 40 of them. I got Cardi's. You can't see my eyes because I be pouring up. Welcome back to The Grapevine. I am the legendary Homer Blow. Excited. Coming up at 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. My girl, Jazz Tyler, will tap in. She's always going to give you some great information. She's always going to make you have to come into the fold and communicate. You know, we have to do that. Communication is important. Because without communication, you run into a lot of misunderstandings. And it's like, oh, if you would have just, I didn't know that. If you would have let me, well, did you ask? You know, we got to communicate. You know what I'm saying? Let's converse on this. You know, so it's very, very important. And again, with people's viewpoints, and that's why you've heard different viewpoints on this garage situation, but my thing was to bring in the fact of we can get so passionate about that situation to where it's blowing up, trending on all social media platforms. Now Sexy Red jumped in it. You feel what I'm saying? Which she got, you know, little 5-year, 6-year-old girls talking about it's brown and all that. You know, things that they don't even know about. So, yeah, I don't know if she was the best champion of the cause to chime in. But, you know, we all got a right to our truth. We all got a right to our truth. But I was taking the focus black to say if we use that same type of passion for us as a people and as a community, if we put that same type of energy to encourage and make some of our youth understand that you are important. You are our future. What you do in your life matters to not only you, but for the people that are still here and the people who will come after you. If y'all keep doing things that's going to get you shot, or you're going to end up murdering somebody or get murdered, where you at? Who's next? Who's next? If they're already thinking that, you know what, you ain't doing the best thing in the world, so what can we look at except more mutation, in my opinion? Like, well, my my mama wasn't here, my daddy wasn't here, and my brothers, and you know, I hate my brother, I hate my sister. You know, you got a lot of those kind of things that are going on. So we are the key to turning those things around, in my opinion. And I've always felt that way. So why can't we be this passionate about the crime in our community? You really don't want it to be there? You got to understand it's some tough decisions that will have to be made. But if it's going to be a part of a positive and progressive change, then that's what we're going to have to do. If we start teaching our children, instead of just hearing about low numbers, tutor somebody. You know, volunteer somewhere. There are different programs and organizations that need you. They need you to donate some of your educational experience and time to help some of those that are struggling. And they may not have the network at home to get the kind of help that they need. So it's a lot. It's a lot. So why can't we? We need to be just as strong and passionate and vocal about things that are going to move us forward as a community, move us forward as a people. If not, what you kind of seeing right now, you better morph that. You need to morph that. Reggio said, we all need a sponsor. Stay sober, stay clean. There you go. There you go. Like, real talk. Some people, you know, and it's kind of funny that Reggio said that because, you know, I just had a conversation with a great friend of mine, and I told him we're going to sit down and talk, because he was transparent with me. You know, I've had a talk with him before, but, you know, I was like, hey, I'm checking in. How you doing? I don't drink. I don't drink alcohol. But I can see when some people are struggling, and I can see, you know, different things. And so I hollered at him and told him, we're going to get together soon. You know, I got a couple of meetings that I'm going to be getting together with soon. All of them ain't about, you know, this situation. But with what Reggio said, you know, there's some people that may not be your immediate family that give a damn about you. And if they see you going down a path that is not healthy for you, then they'll be a friend, associate, whatever you need to call them to feel comfortable. He ain't my friend. She ain't my friend. Yo, okay. All right. An associate. An associate that's not asking anything of you, but to let you know that they're there if you just need to vent. Because sometimes people just need to vent. They don't need your opinion on it. They don't want you to tell them how to do this. Sometimes they just need to get it out. Like, there was a break that we had to prove my point, that DJ Brother Z was able to yell out some things that he knew he couldn't repeat on the air. He felt better. Is that right, DJ Brother Z? No lies detected. That's all I'm saying. No lies detected. And sometimes we just need to be able to do that. And it's okay. It's okay if you think you have the answers for someone, but they don't want to hear your answers. They just want to release this pressure, this stress that they're up under, some of the depression that they may be going through. And you got to know when to be a good listener, or if they end up asking you for your advice or opinions after or during the conversation. Other than that, just wait, because they done ran into so many people who've judged them already. See, this is why you doing that. You didn't stop. That's not going to help them, in my opinion. And no, I'm not a legal counselor or anything. But a lot of people be like, man, no, you is blow. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. But I do say some pretty wise things. So hashtag that part, hashtag facts. DJ Brother Z, thank you very much for, you know, I know we got about another couple of minutes or whatever before we get ready to tap in. But I appreciate it. I appreciate your energy. I appreciate giving you a chance to kind of vent for you. You know what I'm saying? I needed to see you be able to do that because too many people keep it trapped and locked inside, man. Let that sugar honey iced tea out. Ah. All right. I will return twice on tomorrow. Truth in the Morning with my girl, Bailey Coleman, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And yep, y'all gonna have to put up with me two more days unless I get a memo and be like, nah, blow, we're gonna have somebody else come in Thursday and Friday. But other than that, I'll be black on the grapevine. You know what I'm saying? Like that 13-year-old boy that jumped into that zoo pen. That cheetah was waiting on a moment. That cheetah was like, I've been waiting on for this moment for all my life. It'd be like, that ain't no zookeeper. I don't smell like Cheetos, cheese puffs.
Damn.
Hey, if nobody has told you that they love you today, I want to let you know that I love you, and I want you to please have a safe and nonviolent remainder of the evening and night, and hopefully the things we have to talk about in the near future won't have to be within our minute degrees of separation. I'm happy that David Crowley leads the Tom Tiffany among likely voters in the new Marquette poll. That's inspiring. It's just released. Tom Tiffany, he's at 44%. David Crowley's at 49%. But when widened to include all registered voters, they're tied at 44% apiece. Get out and vote. And a powerful election coming up. And we got to do our part. Love you, babes. Talk to my agent. I'm up out of here. We going to tap in with Jazz. Up next, 4 to 7 p.m. That's my girl. I love her. I appreciate her. I respect her. And she's one of my people. Holla black, y'all.